The Tree That Sang. Many years ago, an old wizard was making a long journey through a deep valley. He was old and tired and hungry, and his feet were hurting. He still had many miles to walk that day, and he was in a very bad mood indeed. As he walked, he began to hear singing. Not birdsong or the wind singing in the branches, but a strange, clear voice singing words he could not understand. He frowned. "How very odd," he said to himself. "I've never heard singing like that before." Then he trudged along, leaning on his staff. The path he was following left the stream and led him into a clearing. One tree stood, proud and unfamiliar, in the middle of a grass-covered bank. Its leaves flashed silver, and the sun glittered on its golden bark. The singing was louder now. The wizard scowled and looked about him. He could see nothing but trees and grass and small scurrying creatures in the undergrowth. Thinking that he would sleep for a while before going on, the old wizard lay down on the bank and closed his eyes. But he could not sleep. That high, clear voice sang on and on, going round and round in his head until he found himself trying to puzzle out what the words might mean. The wizard sat up. "No peace, not even in the forest," he muttered to himself. He looked around, but still he could not tell where the singing came from. "Well, somebody must be making this noise, and I'm going to stop them." The wizard stood up. He glared suspiciously into the branches of the tree, but there was no one there. Then he moved closer to the tree. He put a hand out to touch its trunk and could feel it vibrating gently beneath his fingers to the rhythm of the song. He realized it was the tree that was singing.
"So, we have a singing tree, do we?"
he grumbled to himself, fumbling in the pouch at his belt.
"I'll soon stop you, my friend."
The wizard pulled a length of string from his pouch and threw it into the air, muttering a spell under his breath. The string did a little dance in midair and wound itself twice around the tree trunk. The wizard sang out another spell, and the string tied itself into a knot. As he finished his magic chant, the singing died away. Now the forest was quiet and peaceful. The old wizard lay down again to sleep. But as he wriggled into a comfortable position, he saw a thin wisp of smoke rising from the roots of the tree. He sat up quickly as the smoke thickened into a swirling cloud. It hung there beside the tree, getting blacker and heavier every moment. The smoke cloud spun like a whirlwind, turned a vile, sickly mauve color, and began to change. It formed two repulsive-looking ears, long, hairy arms, and a bulbous, whiskery nose. The old wizard found himself face to face with a very large, very hungry-looking troll.
"Har!" it cried, prodding at the wizard's ribs. "Old fool, thou released me! The wizard Grimblegast set me here many ages ago, but thou silenced the song that held me prisoner. Now I shall eat thee!"
And with that, the troll reached out and grabbed the wizard by the throat. The wizard reminded himself that trolls are very stupid, and judging by the old-fashioned way this one spoke, it must have been trapped in the tree for a very long time indeed. With luck, it had forgotten just how cunning wizards can be.
"How are you going to cook me?" he gasped. "You can't eat wizards raw, you know. All that magic gives you indigestion."
The troll thought for a moment.
"I shall build a fire and roast thee," it said.
"But I might run away while you're building the fire," the wizard pointed out.
"Then I shall kill thee first.
Can't do that, the wizard gasped. Wizards go rotten very quickly when they're dead. I wouldn't be nice to eat.
The troll frowned.
Then how shall I cook thee? If I cannot kill thee first, and I cannot build the fire first, and I cannot eat thee raw...
You could always tie me up while you make the fire,
the wizard suggested helpfully.
There's some string tied round that tree just there.
Ha-ha!
With a cry of triumph, the troll reached out to untie the string, just as the wizard had intended it to. For as he undid the knot, he undid the spell as well. The tree's song burst out again, clearer and stronger than ever. The troll screamed and turned mauve and melted into smoke again. The smoke was sucked down into the earth between the tree's roots, and the wizard was safe. He picked up his piece of string and put it back in his pouch. Then he made another spell and set it around the tree so that no one, not even bad-tempered old wizards, could interfere with its song. And feeling much more cheerful, the wizard set off again.